guys, this is Jenny. 你正在收听由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam.
那我们今天的节目呢，要进入 5G 时代了。
Wow, is it 5G already?
我还记得我刚买手机的时候，那时候还是3G. Not even 3G, 2.5.
Yeah, I know, right? It's just crazy.
对，那现在在中国我们已经开始发那个 5G 的电话卡了。But you have to be like someone really rich and famous and important to get it, I guess. 对。Any case, 但是和 5G 相关的这个英语我们可以学起来。其中最重要的一个问题就是这个 G 到底是什么意思
Yeah, what's the G?
Yeah, what's the G? What does it stand for?、Mm. Right? 那今天呢我们就会给大家解开谜团然后也会教大家跟手机啊跟你日常通讯最相关的一些英语。节目非常的实用大家可以关注我们的微信公众号一边看文字一边听节目。OK, 那我们先来解开谜团好了。So the million dollar question, 这个 5G, 4G, 3G, what is this G?
Can we get a drum roll somewhere?
We still, 后面可以插进去。
Generation.
Generation. 就是代对吧、mm-hmm. 一代世代。
Right.
所以 5G 就是第五代。Mm-hmm. 第五代电信通信技术
Right, so it's the fifth generation
Mobile technology
Right、
好那讲到 generation 这个词它的拼法是 G-E-N-E-R-A-T-I-O-N
That's right
除了说到 5G 啊什么电信通讯其实我们人我们一代一代也是 That's generation
yep, yep.
after generation
That's right、
那不同的 generation 呢可能想法不太一样
That's right, so we have a word I'm sure many of you are familiar with And that is generation gap
Gap, 不是那个衣服的 gap Well, it's the same word, but we're not talking about clothes Generation gap 就是代沟、
mm-hmm.
就不要说跟父母了可能你跟一个比你大或者小什么三四岁的人都会有代沟、
mm-hmm.
我经常听到身边朋友说就觉得过四年是一个大的 generation gap、mm-hmm. 一个坎因为四年你 four year college 那一代的就觉得大家一起上大学啊什么想法啊或者喜欢的东西还比较像然后 every four years well、mm-hmm. anyway that's what many people say 但我觉得现在可能变得更快了因为 mobile technology right,
right.
social media、generation gap is probably growing 然后 it's becoming wider
right、
好那讲到这个 G, 5G, 我最以前有时候呢还以为它和我们手机比如这个内存 64G 什么是 stands for the same thing, 后来发现啊不是。
Right, yeah, the G on your phone, or in your phone, I should say.
对。
That G is talking about the phone's memory.
Memory, 所以内存我们就可以说 memory,、mm-hmm. 记忆。
You could say memory,、you could also say storage,Like, for example, the company that's selling the, like, memory card would probably call it, this is storage.
比如你用那种 cloud drive,、
mm-hmm.
百度云、
right.
或者什么 Google Drive, 它上面就会显示你的 storage space 还有多少。
Yes. Yeah.
然后手机我觉得好像用 memory 会
Well, just if we're talking, right? Like how much memory does your phone have?
啊、你手机内存多少啊？好，那这个时候的 G 呢 It stands for
Gigabyte
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 千兆字节
Such a fun word to say
Gigabyte
Gigabyte
Giggle 就是傻笑吧 It makes me think of giggles、
right.
yeah. 这里还有一个重要的点是说我们会说我的手机内存比如 64G、
mm-hmm.
但是一个 native speaker 你们不会说 Oh, it's got 64G 你们会说、
Gig
Gig、yeah. or 64 gigs,
gigs
Right,、
yeah.
I've got 64 gigs on my phone
Right
对好 gigs、好那除了这个 G GB 以外呢小一点的单位 MB
Oh geez, that seems like a long time ago
没有但是比如你现在下载一个什么 podcast,
podcast
一般就是十几或者二十、
yeah, like、
对、所以你们说 megs
Megs, yeah、
Yeah,
so it's the same idea,、megabyte、
OK, 刚刚是 gigabytes、然后这个是 megabytes
Megabytes, a million
口语里面就会简化成 megs、OK, 好那今天讲的这些都跟手机移动技术有关了 讲到这个手机好像有两种常用的说法是吗
Yes, that's right. Over here in North America, we say cell phone. This is my cell or my cell phone.
Okay, cell, C-E-L-L, 它还有一个意思是细胞。
Right.
或者监狱里那个房间一个 prison
cell. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Prison
cell. That's right.
那比如说你的手机号码是多少 How would you say it?
Well, today, because most people only have cell phones,You just say, what's your phone number? But maybe, you know, if you really want to be clear that you are asking for their cell number, you just say, what's your cell number?
Ah, what's your cell number? Mm-hmm. 那在英国呢,他们会把手机叫做...
They say mobile.
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 Mobile phone.
Yeah.
M-O-B-I-L-E.
Right, so even that word、in America is said differently.
Differently,、yeah. 对，你们怎么说
Mobile.
Mobile.
Mobile.、
比如美国有一个移动运营商叫 T-Mobile.
T-Mobile, right, right, right.、
Mobile. 所以有些美国人也会说 mobile phone.、
You will hear it, for sure. You probably will not hear mobile phone.、
是，这个是英美发音的一个区别啊。Mm-hmm. 那 mobile 这个词它的意思其实就是可移动的。
Mm-hmm.
It moves.
It moves.
It moves with you.
Right.
我还记得就我爸爸是那个时候弯机时代吧大概就中国最就最早的那种我们叫大哥大、就像一块砖头一样 like a brick. So my dad had one of those.
Oh yeah.
对然后后来就那种 would you call it a flip phone?
Yep.
像摩托罗拉那种
yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can get that flipped.
Yeah, those are great. I loved those.
Oh, 你还有过那个啊?
Yeah, I had a brick, I had a flip, we had a phone in the car as well, in the 80s, which was really weird.
你有大哥大那时候你几岁啊? Like, did you need one?
No,
你已经工作了吗?
Of course not, but it was not.
你在谈生意吗?
I, you know, I just kind of call
okay.
my one other friend that had a cell phone. What are you doing?
可是那个很贵啊。
The government paid for it.
为什么政府会给你买一个
It's a government secret.
啊，好的好的 ,walking down memory lane,、回忆一下从前啊。好，那我们还是回到现在。手机当然很重要，但是 it's useless 如果你没有电。
Ah, yeah, no power, no way.
所以充电器的英语就是
Charger.
Charger,、一个充电器。比如我的 iPhone charger.
Ah, yeah.
或者那根线，我们很多时候是我只需要那根线嘛。
Yeah, it's a bit complicated because this idea of charger can mean just like the cable、that goes from your phone to the wall, but、it can also be the thing that you carry with you that you're not allowed to take on airplanes.
Airplanes, 对，那种就充电宝，那个东西叫什么
？Well, we could also just call it a charger.
A portable charger.、
Some people call them power banks.
对 ，power bank.就和充电宝可能更像一点啊、It's like a bank, 对不对
bank, yeah, yeah. It's not a bag in any case.
对 it's a power bank, 充电宝。好前面你说就一根 cable, 那个其实就是线。比如有的时候你不需要那个 socket, 你不需要那个插头、你只要问人家借个线。Oh, do you have the
you
cable?
You can say the cable.
Yeah, you have the charging cable?、
Well, again, if you just say charger, it really means all of these things.
啊、那就学 charger 就可以了。
Right.
好，那今天节目最后呢，我们来看一个词，就是 drive.
Drive? Like drive a car?
But not in the sense of driving a car.
Oh.
Drive 就是 it's the memory, the storage.
For、
right?
a computer.
For a computer.
Yeah, exactly. So way back when I was a kid, we weren't talking about gigabytes or megabytes.Those disks
were, floppy disks
the floppy disks yeah they were kilobytes
oh kilobytes.
对 KB yeah
KB 那 drive 就是一个硬盘、然后比如你那种移动硬盘你可以 call it a
well a couple words for it external drive、just because you know when I mean I guess I'm old now but when they first arrived on the scene it was just crazy that you could have memoryOutside of your computer. but of course, because we're talking about mobile and portable, we can also call it a portable drive.
一个 portable drive. 啊。好的，那今天的节目就到这儿。哎，我很好奇，我们听众里面有没有拿到这个 5G 手机号码的
？Yeah.
Let us know how it feels to be on the 5G network. I am very curious about it. OK, 感谢大家的收听呢。想把英语学得更好呢，不妨看看我们的开言会员课程，非常专业丰富的课程库，每天更新，你能学到最实用最地道的英语，还有微信的督导来办学。那课程呢都是这种音频形式，还有一些视频课程啊，大家可以到我们的公众号或者下载 APP 先免费试用。 OK, thank you for listening. We'll see you next time.
Bye guys.